The U.S. dollar has lost 85% of its value since the 70s, when the dollar decoupled from gold, and the government seems bent on continuing the tradition. Charlie Kirk here. From now until after the elections, the government can print as much money as they want. The last time they did that, inflation went up 9%. Gold is the only asset that has proven to withstand inflation. Invest in gold with Noble Gold Investments. You will get a 24-karat, 1/4 ounce gold standard coin for free. Just use promo code Kirk. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com, the only gold company I trust. Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, the Hunter Biden plea deal that just defies all logic. Will Scharf is here to help explain it. Email us freedom@charliekirk.com and subscribe to our podcast. Open up your podcast application and type in Charlie Kirk Show. Get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Start a high school or college chapter today. Get involved in our education movement at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Become a member at members.charliekirk.com. People are joining very fast. Here is the offer. It goes till Monday. For the next 500 people, that's right, 500 people who become members, you get my hot sauce for free. Members.charliekirk.com. 500. All right, it's happening very quick. And you also can hear exclusive conversation like this one with Tucker Carlson. Enjoy.
Humility empowers you. It's also that's the sad thing is they miss when you say I'm sorry or I was wrong.
Makes you happier too.
100%. When you tell the truth about yourself, you know, to the extent you can see it, it's kind of hard to see ourselves and like we're not always accurate in the way we understand ourselves. But to the extent that you can, to say this is who I really am. Once you stop lying, you're filled with this weird supernatural power. That is totally true. And they should try that because you're not hiding all the time. Oh, man, I hope they never find out I'm an alcoholic or secretly gay or was behind the Iraq war. It's like everyone already knows. Just say it out loud. Like the people who love you will love you anyway. It's not. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
And they're so afraid.
Members.charliekirk.com. Affordable. And you get a signed hot sauce bottle. Wow. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the Loan Experts I Trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. This is the weirdest news cycle that I think anyone has lived through. We got hearings on UFOs, and the conspiracy theorists are saying, no, 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 there's actually no aliens. And they're saying there's like extraterrestrial human beings, non-human life walking among us. We got Obama's chef who just drowns. We're just supposed to take that whole story, nothing to see here, move on. Got Hunter Biden plea deal falling apart. Trump's about to get indicted. I mean, this is just like strange things happening all over the place. We got congressional hearing on men in women's locker rooms and Jerry Nadler reading some press release saying that, oh, no, it's perfectly fine that men are allowed to go into locker rooms. You got Sam Bankman-Fried who got drop charges on some of it on campaign finance stuff. It's just you got so much news going on you don't even know what's happening. Is there a conductor to all of this? Is this stuff happening accidentally or on purpose? Part of it, yes, but you have to slow down. Slow down. If you're like me, I don't recognize this country some days. If you look at that hearing on men going into female locker rooms, it's unbelievable. The regime media is celebrating Barbie as this like feminist movie while simultaneously saying it's perfectly fine for biological men to go into female locker rooms. And then you just got hearings on aliens. Perfectly normal. Obama's chef. Poor guy dies, couldn't swim, what he was doing in the water. It's like all this strange stuff, probably nothing to it. But then we learn that like the Clintons' private chef also died under mysterious circumstances. Anyway, and then Donald Trump is in front of the special counsel. But we're going to start with the Hunter Biden story, which is also very confusing. We're going to try to make sense of all this. If anybody tells you clearly what is going on, and they know what's going on, they're lying to you. This is all just guesswork and educated guesswork with speculation. So Here's how things were supposed to work yesterday. Hunter Biden was supposed to show up, was supposed to get a tongue lashing from a judge, sign a piece of paper, and move on. That's what was supposed to happen. Hunter Biden showed up with his bong-smoking brother lawyer, is what they call it, and things started to fall apart. The judge started to ask questions. That's his lawyer, who is a marijuana-using guy. And things started to fall apart. Critical questions started to be asked, and all of a sudden the lawyer said, oh yeah, the plea deal is dead. And remember, this lawyer paid off a $2.8 million payment in debt for Hunter. Now, we have an amazing guest coming up, Will Scharf, who's running for the Attorney General in Missouri. I've known Will for many years. He's excellent. I hope he becomes Attorney General of Missouri. Now, Blake is super high IQ, went to Dartmouth, smart guy. And he's read this plea deal, and he says it doesn't make any sense. I've read it. It doesn't make any sense. And I mean that as it, simply as I possibly can. It is remarkably confusing. And when you go through it, it seems as if that they were trying to give him a pardon without explicitly giving him a pardon. Now, how were they doing that? Well, basically, there were two documents that a federal judge was reviewing yesterday. One was Hunter Biden's plea deal to plead guilty to tax charges. The other was a diversion agreement allowing him to avoid prosecution for a gun charge. Now, normally, all the details of the actual plea agreement would be in the plea agreement. But in this case, the feds dumped a ton of details into the diversion agreement. If you read the deal very carefully, what they say in effect is that if Hunter doesn't commit more crimes for 2 years, then he's immune from any prosecution for Foreign Agent Registration Act violations for all the corruption and bribery he's engaged in. What? You don't commit more crimes? It's even people that are seasoned, and I was texting some people that used to be in the DOJ. I said, have you ever seen anything like this? I texted a guy, 10 years in the Department of Justice, really fair-minded, smart guy, private lawyer now, says, Charlie, I have never seen anything remotely close to this. He said, this is not a sweetheart deal. This is like Stalin's son type stuff. It's like if Stalin's son got in trouble with the law, what would Joseph Stalin do? This is like not third world banana republic. This is pure, outright dictatorship, totalitarian stuff. Basically, they were saying, we agree to not prosecute you for anything else if you stay out of trouble, and this is a binding agreement. And they hid that they were doing this, and the judge noticed and flipped. Praise God for this judge, honestly. I think that this judge was under intense pressure to go along with this. But I think this judge flipped and was able to be given an excuse privately and publicly to all the pressure that I believe she was receiving because of Hunter Biden's lawyers calling and impersonating and lying. This is a part of the story that I think we have to remind. This judge and the clerk's office gets a fake call from Latham Watkins, a top-tier blue chip law firm demanding that an amicus brief is pulled. And we're all just supposed to act as if that's normal. I think this judge reached a breaking point. And honestly, praise God for this judge for saying, like, no, we're not going to do this. And so we asked the question, who benefits from this? Gavin Newsom benefits from this. This now makes the Hunter Biden and the Joe Biden corruption front and center. Simultaneously, we have Speaker McCarthy that seems to be accelerating impeachment proceedings. I, for one, am tired of all this kind of like, oh, we have to have committee. Just put the articles on the floor. That's me. I'm sick and tired of waiting. Like, oh, yeah, what else are we going to learn? Read Peter Schweizer's book. Everything that Schweizer wrote years ago is true, has been now verified by third-party investigations. And I just want to reiterate, Latham Watkins, number four law firm in nationwide in the rankings. It's amazing, first of all, that Hunter can retain that level of the firm, given that the Bidens are not supposed to be very well off. I guarantee you this. This plea deal was supposed to be a conversation ender, and it has all fallen apart. I would bet the farm that there are LLCs and bank accounts that we have not yet learned about. I would bet the farm that there are millions of dollars in the Cayman Islands, in the Bahamas, in Swiss bank accounts, in foreign transactions, in real estate, in numbered accounts. Just think about how much has come out in just the last couple weeks. The gay IRS Democrat was just a week ago saying, we have not been able to investigate any of this. You know, you could say it's just the tip of the iceberg. I think this is just the beginning of the story. This plea deal was supposed to end it. I believe that this plea deal falling apart significantly puts into jeopardy the idea of Joe Biden becoming the nominee in 2024. It still could happen. They have a machinery that they're very confident in, but this adds a lot of mystery. And whether or not that's a good thing for Republicans and Trump supporters remain to be seen. We might actually look back and be like, boy, I wish that plea deal went through, because running against Gavin Newsom will be a lot harder than Joe Biden. If it's Kamala Harris, I invite that. I think Kamala Harris is unbelievably beatable. I think she's so unlikable. She has Eva Peron type tendencies, totalitarian dictator, cackler, not likable, as we said, Indian Caribbean Hillary. So be careful what you wish for. However, I think it's good. I think it's healthy that at least there's some check and balance left in our system that says no. This was supposed to be a rubber stamp. This was supposed to be a no questions asked regime, yes, move on, plea deal. And something went awry. Did something go awry because of looming anxiety about Joe Biden's ability to speak in coherent sentences and that Donald Trump is only gaining steam? Did this go awry because of, again, I don't like poll watching, it drives me nuts, but Harvard-Harris poll shows Donald Trump up 5 points on Joe Biden in the key battleground states. Is it that there's a little bit of uneasy and they want to try to keep Joe Biden in? And the media is just in full. I mean, you got Claire McCaskill and The View saying that the crime is Joe Biden loving his son. I've officially seen everything. I've now seen everything. Wait till you hear this clip of Claire McCaskill, who, thank goodness, Senator Josh Hawley beat in 2018. She says the crime here Republicans are trying to go after is a father loving his son. Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. Does lack of energy, memory issues, brain fog, or other mysterious health issues cause you distress? If so, listen up, because I dealt with the same exact issues until I found Strong Cell. Strong Cell is a liquid NADH supplement packed with highly bioavailable CoQ10, marine collagen, and tons of essential vitamins. All of these work together with NADH to improve your health at the cellular level. There are cells in every area of your body, so if your cells are healthy, you'll be healthier. I'm asked by a lot of nutrition companies to endorse their products, and I say no to most of them. But once I saw what Strong Cell did for me personally, I reached out and teamed up with them. Go to strongcell.com/Charlie today and check it out for yourself. I take it every day, and it's made a big impact on my life. Remember, this is not an overnight fix. It's repairing your body at the cellular level, so you got to give it time for it to work. I recommend you try the 30-day supply to give your body the greatest chance to see the benefits. Visit strongcell.com/Charlie or call 888-596-0155 or use promo code Charlie to get a special 20% off discount. That's strongcell.com/Charlie. This is an amazing clip. Claire McCaskill, former senator from Missouri, talking to Jen Psaki, Play Cut 94.
What accusations and arguments do you think they're going to make, given this didn't go exactly as planned today?
Well, they're going to keep doing what they've been doing. They are going to try to indict a father for loving his son who has been addicted to drugs and or alcohol, and without evidence of the father doing anything other than loving that son.
I'll be honest, just seeing that saddens me to the level of Pravda-style dishonesty that half the country engages in. It's so unhealthy. It's so damaging. This is a former U.S. senator who, it's not just lying. It's the opposite. It's the inversion of the truth. Lying is saying, no, I did not go to that restaurant. What they're doing is like, you were in the restaurant. No, I wasn't. We went through the whole cookie example the other day. And by the way, if Joe Biden is such a loving grandfather, like this quack on MSNBC says, what's that? Boy, we had that in the cold open. Oh, yeah, that's right. Mike Barnicle. These people are unbelievable. Play Cut 59.
You know, the clip that we just showed about the president speaking yesterday showed Joseph R. Biden who he really is. He's an emotional guy. He's a president of the United States who is capable of tears. And I don't think he gets enough credit for being the decent human being that you know, that I know, that we all know. He doesn't get enough credit for it.
Everyone just nods along. Oh, really? He's such a good grandfather that he ignores one of his grandchildren. Doesn't even acknowledge him, as if it's dust. As if it's just kind of a rat in Arkansas. He goes out of his way to say that he has 6 grandkids when in reality he has 7. Maybe it's 7 or 8, whatever. It's right near there. He's a scumbag. And yet the entire regime media has now resorted towards this. He's such a sweet and personal guy. He's a traitor to the United States, and he's a scummy grandfather. To just say that there's a grandchild out there, how hard would it be? They got millions of dollars laying around. Why couldn't Joe Biden just say, okay, that's my granddaughter, obviously under less than desirable circumstances. Is that hard to do? No, you have to go fly your son out on private jets to alimony hearings to go fight dollars and cents for a woman he impregnated of a daughter that is now alive looking for a future? Like, oh, no, we just ignore them. These are bad, bad people, and it's consistent. The same scumbag who is our president, who ignores his granddaughter, is the same person who sells us out to the Chinese, who sells us out to Burisma. These people are morally corrupt across the board. Across the board. They always have been. They have suppressed their soul to such an extent. And boy, they're going to have an eternal reckoning at some point if they don't get right with the Lord. The amount of evil these people have engaged in. And they think that they're being so virtuous. Like, oh yeah, we're doing the right thing. Woo. You guys are really challenging the divine and the almighty in a serious way. Let's go to Cut 95, former U.S. attorney, slams Biden DOJ. Play cut 95.
So if you're right, if I'm right, that one of the choices the department has is to dismiss this thing and just admit that they're a protection racket for the Bidens, they're going to have to justify getting rid of it. And at this point, they've already charged it, and she's arraigned him. He's pled not guilty, and she's going to demand that they prosecute the case or give her a reason to dismiss that.
So this is ongoing. We're going to see if the investigation accelerates or slows down. What does the administrative state want? That's the question. We know who runs the government. Stop acting as if this is a series of mistakes. There's some coordination happening here. So what does the administrative state want? And my best guess today is I don't think they know. In some ways, the administrative state, the shadow government, the Leviathan, they're actually more powerful with Biden being compromised because they get whatever they want, full rubber stamp. At the same time, you have Donald Trump looming. You have Donald Trump growing in popularity. You have Donald Trump increasing despite everything they're throwing at him. In any moment now, we might get news. Donald Trump indicted by the Department of Justice on 48 accounts or 57 counts of insurrection, rebellion, seditious conspiracy, lying, blah, 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 all that crap. What does the administrative state want? I think they're actually uncertain. And I think that's why you're seeing one of the murkiest news cycles of our lifetime. Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. We are saving babies with preborn by providing free ultrasounds. When you introduce a girl to her baby by providing an ultrasound, you're giving her the truth at the most important time in her life. And more than 85% of the time when she sees the baby and hears the baby's heartbeat, she will choose life. The voices that call themselves pro-choice are loud and proud, and they are everywhere. It might feel like an uphill battle, but there is no better fight to fight than with the truth of an ultrasound. $140 gives 5 mothers a free ultrasound and saves babies. $280 can save 10 babies. For just $28 a month, you can save a baby a month for less than a dollar a day. And $15,000 gift will provide an ultrasound machine that will save lives for years to come. Whether you want to save one baby or five or hundreds, that opportunity is just a phone call or click away. I'm a donor to Preborn, and you should be too. Call 833-850-BABY. That is 833-850-2229. Or go to preborn.org/Kirk. If you want to save one baby or five or hundreds, the opportunity is just right there. Go to preborn.org/Kirk. Joining us now is Will Scharf. Will, thank you for making time. Will is running for Attorney General of Missouri. Will has prosecuted cases of some really bad dudes, bad hombres, as we would say. He's a great man. Will, I saw your tweet, and I had to reread it five or six times. This is, without a doubt, one of the most perplexing and confusing, quote-unquote, plea deals I have ever seen. Make it make sense for me and our audience.
Yeah, you know, that's exactly right, Charlie. First of all, thanks for having me on. What we saw with this Hunter Biden deal was an attempt by the Department of Justice and Hunter's legal team to let him walk out of court with total immunity for basically a decade of all of his malfeasance, whether it's Burisma, whether it's his shady deals in China, failing to register as a foreign agent. All of the accusations that we've all heard about Hunter Biden and his activities were going to be wiped clean in return for a minor misdemeanor plea to a couple of tax charges. That's not the deal that DOJ represented it was to the public. But when you dig into the court documents, that's the deal that they promised. And to make it even more outrageous, they attempted to insulate the deal both from public view and from judicial oversight by burying the key immunity provisions, not in the plea agreement where they would usually be, but in a pretrial diversion agreement that they said was about an unlawful possession of a firearm charge, but was really about the full scope of Hunter's illegal activity over the better part of a decade. It's outrageous. Fortunately, Judge Noriega, who's an outstanding judge in Delaware, a Trump-appointed judge who was confirmed unanimously by the United States Senate, she wasn't having any of it. She demanded accountability from the lawyers. She ran through these two different agreements in gruesome detail in open court, and she blew the whole thing up and sent them back to the drawing board. That's what all of us who care about the rule of law and the Constitution should have been rooting for, and it's a great result.
Give us some examples of what Judge Noriega did as far as going through the details. Walk us through some of that.
So the Department of Justice and Hunter's legal team hid the key provisions, these key immunity provisions, in a pretrial diversion agreement, which isn't even in usual circumstances supposed to come before the court. So instead of being upfront and honest both with the court and the American people by having a clear and open plea agreement, they basically buried this stuff in a document that they thought would never see the light of day. And because of that, they argued that this plea agreement was really not a big deal, and because of the provision they were bringing it under, didn't even require a judicial approval at all. Judge Noriega said that if you're agreeing to this kind of immunity from prosecution, those cases do require judicial oversight, and the judge gets to have a say. So she was unwilling to engage in this kind of constitutional morass that they were setting up, and instead demanded that the deal that was being presented in court be the actual deal. But she pointed out contradictions in the way that DOJ was presenting the plea versus the actual terms of the plea. She pointed out that this pretrial diversion agreement was essentially incorporated into the plea deal. She made Hunter say on the record that he wouldn't accept the plea deal absent this this corrupt pretrial diversion agreement. And she got DOJ to say on the record that, one, there is an ongoing investigation into Hunter Biden, and two, that he could face liability as an unregistered foreign agent under FARA. Those were two big admissions that DOJ clearly did not want to make in open court. But because she was on the ball, because she knew the facts and the law, we, the American people, at least have those answers this morning.
So, Will, I have a very simple technical question. Who actually writes these plea agreements? Who does this? Is this the prosecutor in charge of the case? I mean, I guess the simple answer is, did Merrick Garland review this plea deal before it went in front of the judge?
So typically, prosecutors are the ones who prepare plea agreements. I've prepared, you know, dozens and dozens of plea agreements, or I did in my career as a federal prosecutor. There are terms that are negotiated over. The defense counsel is obviously going to have a say in certain provisions. But at the end of the day, it's the job of the prosecutor to prepare this thing. I don't know if Merrick Garland had a say in this. It's such an irregular deal that I find it tough to believe that No one at Main Justice in D.C. was cued in as to what they were doing. The whole thing just reeks of the kind of corruption, of the kind of two-tiered system of justice that we've seen time and time again under President Biden and under Merrick Garland.
Well, and so correct me if I'm wrong, though, Will, but typically if there's a plea deal, there's also something in return, testimony, right? Some sort of evidence. This is, seems a plea deal just because, I mean, when you have ongoing investigations, isn't it usually like, okay, we can, you're the bag man, maybe you could testify against the mob leader, or you could be helpful in an ongoing, there was none of this here.
So at times you'll see plea deals that are structured where a defendant agrees to plead guilty to some charges in return for other charges being dropped, or an agreement not to bring new charges. But those deals are always subject to judicial approval. They purposely structured this deal to pull Judge Noriega out of the circle and basically just to shove it down her throat and to require her, in her words, to be a rubber stamp. And she just wasn't willing to do that, fortunately for all of us who care about these sorts of things. But, you know, anyone who's ever been in federal court, anyone who's prosecuted a case will tell you that the structure of this plea agreement was highly irregular. It didn't really reflect the facts on the ground at all. I think it was an attempt by Hunter's legal team and by DOJ to pull a fast one. And fortunately, there was a judge who was sharp enough and who understood what they were trying to do, and she blew the whole thing up.
But it's also the Constitution got in the way. They would have loved to not have to involve a judge. And the fact they even had to go through this process probably irritated them. They wanted to go top down, bottom up, DOJ, Hunter Biden's lawyers meet in the middle, rubber stamp. But the framers actually put together this system where, no, you have to run this by a judge.
They were effectively asking the judge to perform a judicial duty without even knowing what that duty was. Judge Noriega was very clear that there were four separation of powers issues, four constitutional issues implicated by the way that they had structured this this attempted, I'd call it almost an out-of-court settlement in the form of this pretrial diversion agreement. And then even more, after cutting her out of the deal, they attempted to cut her back in a different provision in the pretrial diversion agreement by saying that if Hunter Biden violated his probation, prosecutors, maybe prosecutors under a future Trump administration, wouldn't be authorized to bring charges without first seeking judicial approval. So they attempted to ram through this deal without judicial approval, and then said that to reassess or readdress things down the road, you would need judicial approval. So they didn't want the judge involved where she's supposed to be involved, but they are so scared of future liability for Hunter that they attempted to put in that extra constitutional, unconstitutional check on future prosecutors and limit their ability to bring charges down the road.
So let me get this straight. The Department of Justice has other investigations in process, but they were actively trying to strike a plea deal that blew up future cases?
Yes. I think that is the only fair way to interpret the documents they submitted to the court and their statements in open court. It's crazy. It's something that, you know, in no normal case would this ever happen. But we've seen this willingness to let Hunter Biden get away with what I believe is the greatest scandal in American history, broad-ranging foreign corruption conspiracy between him and other members of his family, including, I believe, President Biden. DOJ wanted to just wipe that all away, let him plead guilty with no prison time to two little misdemeanor tax charges, and bind the hands of any future prosecutor that might want to look at all this.
No, this
stuff
is smart. So, Will, you know, you were in the Department of Justice, right? In a Missouri office, I'm not mistaken, right? You were going after some really bad dudes, and you went after violent crime. There are some good people still in the Department of Justice. Here's my working theory, is that there's a fraction, I don't know, maybe 5%, 10% of people that are involved or adjacent to these active investigations, and they are really upset that they are not allowed to do their job. They're upset about the double standard. They're seeing Trump get after. You know, they have to probably, they hear all the chatter in the DOJ office, like, wait, hold on, we have the special counsel thing. What it seems to be, and plus they're getting pressure from Grassley and from Congress, which, you know, is irritating, but the internal pressure, I think, is significant. What it seems to be, Will, is that they wanted this plea deal as a way where they could shut up internal DOJ pressure to actually continue the investigations into Hunter Biden.
Well, we've seen that with these various whistleblowers that have come forward from the IRS, from DOJ, talking about the special treatment given to Hunter. Look, I was a line prosecutor in a violent crime unit in St. Louis. I served under Trump appointees only. I never saw this kind of, D.C. Democrat politicization of the Justice Department the way that we're all seeing it now. But it really tells you just how far the Biden administration has been willing to take things to clean things up for the Biden family because of their long history of these really horrific criminal acts.
There's another wrinkle to this that I want to dive into, which is Latham Watkins, a top-tier firm, this just lies to a clerk. I think this is important. I don't think this is insignificant. Some people are saying it's a sideshow. I think it plays right into the paranoia, the neurotic behavior, the pride, and also the desperation on behalf of Hunter Biden's legal team. Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. MyPillow's 20-year anniversary. They're celebrating over 80 million pillows sold. Mike Lindell with MyPillow wants to thank you by giving you the lowest price in history on their MyPillows. You'll receive a queen-size MyPillow for $19.98. Regular price is $69.98. And just $10 more for a king size. With this special anniversary offer, you'll receive a deep discount on all MyPillow products, such as their bed sheets, mattress toppers, pet beds, mattresses, my slippers, and so much more. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square and use promo code Kirk to receive this amazing offer on the queen size MyPillow. It's time to start getting the quality sleep you deserve. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Kirk or call 800-875-0425. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. Receive this amazing offer on the queen size MyPillow. Let's support my friend Mike Lindell. MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. It's MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. Will Scharf is running for Attorney General of the amazing, beautiful, and great state of Missouri. So, Will, help me understand. Again, you were a DOJ prosecutor. Have you ever experienced somebody calling a clerk for a judge and lying about their identity to get an amicus brief filed, let alone Latham Watkins doing this?
Yeah, you know, Charlie, this story, it's not just irregular, it's insane. For your viewers who may not be following it as closely as we are, the night before last, what happened was this. The House Ways and Means Committee filed an amicus brief in Hunter Biden's case that included their investigative report into Hunter Biden. That's their full investigation into Hunter's various activities abroad, the money laundering, the stuff with Burisma, the Chinese connections, all of that. And they wanted that on the record in court. So instead of attempting to negotiate with the House Ways and Means Committee, a lawyer associated with Hunter Biden's legal team called the clerk's office, the people who run the district court in Delaware, apparently misrepresented themselves, said that they were working with the lawyer for the House Ways and Means Committee, and asked that the filing that they'd made just be pulled off the docket entirely. And the clerk's office did that. Now, the whole thing blew up in their face. Judge Noriega issued what's called a show cause order, basically threatening to hold Hunter Biden's legal team in contempt of court for their actions unless they could explain things, which I don't see how they can. But it's such a weird turn of events, and it's such a weird course
so
of action.
Weird. This whole week has been weird. UFO hearings, you got Mitch McConnell like short-circuiting, you got like dead chefs in Martha's Vineyard. This whole week is just bizarre. This one, I think, takes the top billing, Will. I mean, it's just you call and you lie. And by the way, it's an amicus brief. This is, I mean, it's not the biggest deal in front of you, right? I mean, anyone can submit amicus briefs, from what I understand, from a layman's perspective.
Sure. You know, I think what it was is they were so desperate to keep negative information about Hunter off the public docket here. They were so desperate to pretend that this case, oh, it was just about a few minor tax violations and the gun charge, as opposed to being something much bigger, that they were willing to go to just crazy ends to try to keep those documents off of the docket here. Unfortunately, they got caught. Fortunately, it seems like court personnel weren't willing to back down and have stood by, you know, what they said happened. And I think there's going to be a reckoning in the form of a hearing and potential follow-up, either criminal or civil, against these lawyers for what they did. But to me, it's just insane. The idea that you would ever call a court clerk, court personnel, and misrepresent who you are, the conversations you've had, who you're representing, it's just so far beyond the pale. It speaks to the wild irregularity of this case and the ends that Hunter Biden's team are willing to go in order to protect this guy from what I believe are his just dessert.
And they tried to lie about what they did, too. Here's my opinion. They operate with such impunity. They think they're untouchable. They act as if they're untouchable, as if they could do whatever they want. And again, this is Latham Watkins, blue chip AAA law firm, right? Will, this is not just, you know, this is not Better Call Saul from Albuquerque, New Mexico.
That's exactly right. And that's one of the things that makes this so shocking. But I think more generally, it speaks to this two-tiered system of justice we've seen developing really since the start of the Biden administration, where Biden and his family members and, you know, their friends get one level of justice. And conservatives, whether it's President Trump or whether it's parents showing up aggravated to school board meetings or whether it's Catholic charities, get subjected to a totally different form of justice. Justice is supposed to be justice for anyone, for everyone. There's supposed to be an even-handed application of the law. But time and time again, we've seen a very different set of rules being applied to Biden and his family. And that's just outrageous.
I mean, if history is any precedent, this person who called and lied will probably get an award from the American Bar Association. They should be disbarred and they should be held criminally accountable. You cannot allow people to call a clerk's office and lie, which very well could impact criminal proceedings and trials. I've asked 10 different lawyers, Will. They've never heard anything like this, like ever. Like, this is so unconscionable. It's a violation of just like sacred procedure of our system. But of course, this is what the left does. They profane anything holy, anything sacred. They're entitled, they're narcissistic, and they're desperate. You do not do this if you're confident things are going to go your way. Will, we're out of time. We'll have you back on soon.
Thanks a lot, Charlie. Great.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.
We get it. You're busy. You don't have time to waste on the mainstream media. That's why Salem News Channel is here. We have hosts worth watching, actually discussing the topics that matter. Andrew Wilkow, Dinesh D'Souza, Brandon Tatum, and more. Open debate and free speech you won't find anywhere else. We're not like the other guys. We're Salem News Channel. Watch anytime on any screen for free 24/7 at snc.tv and on Local Now, Channel 525.